la 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 la. I represent Bahamian people. I from Nassau, Bahamas, big up Baton, bro. Boy, I from Baton, bro. Right between West and Augusta, where them 2 cent street. Manners and respect the quick to many. Believe me, turn my color to 100. I represent the ghetto people. I from
good night. Bahamas. On to the Inland Community, 96.9 FM. I'm your host, Santino O'Brien, a.k.a. Scoochie Scrooge or Dottie, host of the talk show Inside the Inner City that premieres every Friday, except holidays, from 6:30 to 8 p.m. And we talk about a lot of topics in the country. We talk about real life situation, what's going on in our country. We find alternative solutions by having conversation. And I, one who talk on the radio, besides me talking on the radio, by influencing and giving the information out there and explaining things about crime and what we can do to bring the levels of crime down and bring the level of poverty down and bring the life expectancy and the life quality life of Bahamians, you know, from kids to teenagers to senior citizen in regards to how our hospitals are treating our citizens. And, you know, we had a big dilemma of a lady who claims to have been, you know, treated real terribly by staff at the Prince, alleged by staff at the Princess Margaret Hospital, you know. And if it's true, you know, it stands why I feel that we had a low voters turning out in by election in Golden Isles of the former member of parliament, the late Vaughn Miller. There are 4 candidates who are vying for the candidacy to become the next representative of that constituency. And the winner of that particular election went to one Darren Pickstock, I think at 48.36% or 49%, and then following closely with 42.24% was Brian Brown of the Free National Movement. And then the spoiler, which seems to cause the election slip, according to numbers and many of the experts and former prime ministers and ministers, I was glad to actually come on the show on Friday, because in doing so, I was able to get a lot more information, because, you know, my show is Friday at 6:30. So I'm able to accumulate all of the information, listen to all of the talk show hosts like Chicago Lang, Dwight Scrawn and C. Nuri, Avon Green, and so you get all the Kong Salad News. So I'm so glad to be able to come on Friday, and then I'm able to put together my show on base on some of the comments that sometimes, you know, is national issue. So things like this. So I'm glad to come on Friday and give my input. And then the callers who call and they always give their input, because on Inside the Inner City, we let everyone have a voice. You know, we don't cut people as long as you're not disrespectful. The show is free for all, and we are not biased. You know, and we allow our callers to have their say on this show, because we are teaching the nation that this is how you're supposed to be a model citizen. You don't have to be all powerful because you're a talk show host and believe you or this and that, but that's other people's personality. So we're trying to bring a sense of relief that, see, someone who comes from the streets can be well disciplined, you know, change his life around, become well disciplined, well respected. And this is the change that we want to see in our nation's leaders. We want to see this change across the board in our educational system, you know, our hospital system, our government system. We want people who are transparency, honesty, and integrity, and who cares for others. And this is the kind of example we need in the country. So that's one of the reasons a lot of people have not shown up to vote, because of the conditions of the hospital. And many feel that it's board administration has done enough. And, you know, it's a back and forth when we elect these political parties and they don't get the job done. And then when we read the newspaper, and then we go through it ourselves, and we hear all of the struggles and pain Bahamians are going through, it started to reach us, you know. It started to reach us because we are saying that could be us one day. So we started to lose interest in government, you know. And that's one of the reasons when you look at the low turnout, which was like something like, according to statistics, I think they said it's about 8,000 residents. 8,000 people who registered, or 9,000 people who registered. Out of that, they said, I think about 47% people showed up to vote. And that is basically half or even less. So that's a really, really low turnout. Many people who went to the polls did not wear no PLP or FNM shirts, besides the people who were part of the party. So people now are starting to, you know, like, being indecisive. But before I continue on the show, I just want to give a special shout out to Champs One, to Frankie. Everyone knows Frankie Champs One. He just opened this new business, Scrawn's Corner. He is one of the cheapest import-export car import companies in the country. And besides that, he brings in a lot of appliances as well. And he's very reasonable. He has a lot of good workers there who can give you information on many of the items that they have in stock. Any kind of car part you need, you could always go to Charms One. But besides that, Frankie, you know, does his community work, and he always does something every month or so. And he wants to show respect to his late wife, you know, Queen Rosalie, Memorial Day fun party tour. Excuse me. It'll be held November 29th, 2025, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. I think that's what he said. Sunday from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. Hold on. 10 a.m. The memorial is from 10 a.m., excuse me, to 12 p.m. And then I think it's Sunday from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. on the 29th, 2025. So you could come out and have yourself a wonderful time. It's in honor of his wife. She passed away. Wonderful lady. She was always there from day one with him, you know, working with him, helping him give back, helping him prepare the food. They're driving around. They're bringing a lot of stuff from the States to help the kids in the Scrawn's Corner area, Thompson Lane area. Frank has just been doing a phenomenal job down there in the East Creek area for many, many years. And he just amazes me that he just keeps it up and he doesn't stop. You know, he always come up with something for the community. And that's when you need people like that in the community who gives back as well. But he also has his business, so he used some of the revenue that he creates from the community and wider general public. And he uses some of that funds to always give back. Every month or so, he always has something. Every month, always giving away. So Memorial Day, again, 29th, 2025. Thompson Lane, on the corner of Thompson Lane. You can't miss it. Charms One, import and export business. Yeah, so I want to start the show off again by playing the first click and the Prime Minister response. This is one of the reasons also that it's a low voter turnout, and many people, you know, besides the governing party, is doing some great things in the country when it comes to the economy. And then when it comes to more like community mind, like what the people want, it's been some progress, but there's many of being left out because the task at hand is very difficult, because you got to understand it's at least a 50-year build-up. We've changed five different governments, I think. Let me first explain it. Let me see if I get it right. let me see where it start from. Hubert Ingram did 2 times, and then Mr. Christie came, and he did 1 time. Then Ingram came back, and he won. And then, hold on, who come? Let me see if I get it right, man. I think I get it right, yeah. But anyway, we have changed prime ministers in the last, 4 or 5 elections, and we have never gone, we never had a government actually do 2 terms besides Hubert Alexander Ingram back in the 90s, from 92 to 97. And we have had from then Barry Christie, Ingram, Menace, now Brave Davis, and it's the decay, meaning the build-up. Over the years, of course, a lot of vehemence to not really be involved or believe in politics, because we have heard this friends, lovers, and thing, and we have heard the same thing, that when this government get in power, they're going to do this for the poor people, they're going to make things easier, and then we see the taxes, we see government doing things in their favor, they're being arrogant, disrespecting the Bahamian people wise. We're going to the Princess Margaret Hospital. The MPs are able to fly off to United States of America and get the best set of healthcare treatment wise. Bahamians can find beds in the hospital. Our grandmothers are sometimes put in the emergency hallway. My grandmother passed away, she was there. And many other grandmothers was there. There is a problem, shortage of nurses. You know, so there will be mistreatment at the Princess Margaret Hospital because a lot of people are disgruntled, you know, underpaid, overworked. So there are a lot of stuff going on in our country, you know. Just recently, protests, Belinda Wilson and some of the union leaders and teachers were asking. They want their money, you know, so that was resolved. And the prime minister just was on the news about yesterday and today. Belinda Wilson, as the president of the teachers union, she was disgruntled because she said they got crumbs. So she said they're going to do a next protest. So I guess all of this is why a lot of people don't really want to go to vote. I think the only thing that's saving politics in the country is the strong network of the party structure of Startle Council, you know, associations, you know, the setup they have with the campaign generals. And they're able to keep the structure and those who they have contact with, and they spread the little belt that the government gives to small contractors. These are the people who keep the structure, who are part of the party, and they keep the structure alive. But also the street leaders or street captains are losing credibility in the country because no longer where you see a person who say they run in the streets. He have hundreds of people with him. Them days are over. You can't even gather people now. The only way you could gather people if you're a positive person and doing positive stuff in the inner city community, that's the only way you're going to gather people right now. Or unless you're going to have a couple of dollars to give to a few person to bust them up, to go to the event, to make it look like it's a huge crowd of people. Those days are dead now. You know, if you're going to try to go to people now, people saying, man, if you want me to go on a bus now, you got to give me $500. That's what people are asking for, just to go on the bus, to go to any event for any particular political party, because they say, you know, once election comes around and go, the politician ain't a check for you. So that's one of the reasons people are not really interested in voting in the country. Some just get registered, and they don't have no intentions of voting for none of the parties in the country. So I'm going to talk a little bit more why there's so much no voters turning, and that's one of the reasons, like I said. But then we're going to play some clips to give it some credibility, and then we'd open the airwaves to a few calls if you want to, but we have some clips that we want you to listen to show you how serious it is with this by-election. Regardless of the government winning this by-election, there are some obstacles that, you know, I said a few weeks ago when they had a demonstration downtown with Belinda Wilson and the government, and the teachers union protesting. And you know, the little scrimmage between the leader of the coalition, Mr. Lincoln Bean, and the leader of the opposition, Mr. Michael Pintard. And they had a little dispute. And in the dispute, there was insult hurled at both men. And in that insult, I said that, you know, it seems that, you know, the leader of the coalition seems to be really, really geared towards destroying the opposition and not really geared towards destroying the government of the day, which is the Progressive Liberal Party. And I said, that is a win for the PLP. And it would add up to that, you know, that win to the PLP, because you would split the votes. And that's exactly what happened in the by-election, because the low voters turned out. But those 300-some votes that Brian Roll got from the Coalition of Independence, 8.99%. And then that Karen Kim Butler with 0.41%. Now, she had about 8 or 9 votes, but that was very strong as well, because that take away votes. So this 8.99%, Brian Roll from the Coalition, and this 0.41%, you might laugh at it, but those 9 votes led to the defeat of Brian Braun with 42.24% at the polls, and gave Darren Pickstock a slight edge of 48.36% at the polls. So very, very close to the coalition, and this lady, Kim Butler, with 8 votes, and then Brian Roll with 300-plus votes, is the result of the Progressive Liberal Party winning the Golden Isle seat, which is the largest constituency in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. And mind you, there are a lot of registered voters who they couldn't find. I don't know if they still live in the community, but it's a very large community, and a lot of people are not interested. They're just getting registered. They're not interested in the PLP, and they're not interested in the FNM. The only time these people are vote, they vote when, like, it's very disrespectful. The government is very, very corrupt. They vote, and they vote through oath. That's the only time these people go to poll. That's the only time they have their say, and they just are not interested at all. I talked to a lot of people on the streets on many different occasions, and they say the same thing about the two parties. The only thing they had say is, you know, Brave is a little more, you know, like, and so arrogant, you know. He could get along, but that still might not decide. That could give them the edge, but that also cannot decide if they're going to win the election. This is going to be a very close, close election. But let me play some clips, and then we're going to get to it.
Point that they're not, the increases is something that I gave to them, and they will have an opportunity to during the course of their negotiations for their new industrial agreement, to raise those issues there. That was not a matter that was negotiated by them. It was something I did for them.
We have a little technicality problem. I think we get it right. That's it for the first one. Oh, that's the Prime Minister's response, and we didn't get the whole clip of that right there. I think it was cut a little short, but that's the Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, the Honorable Brave Davis, making his comments to a reporter concerning the about the increase that was guaranteed for the unions that the Prime Minister said that he would deal with come December. He was able to deliver, but the president, Miss Belinda Wilson, she said it's crumbs, meaning like what is $50, what is $100, and what is $150. That's crumbs. I guess she was suggesting way more than that. I heard the prime minister talk about the figure and the millions that he was able to give to them before Christmas. And he said that he won't be able to go back to the table until the next meeting, I guess. I mean, that could be next year, before election or after the election. I mean, if he win the election. So I guess he is thinking that. I don't know. It could be before the election or after the election. So, and that's one of the reasons many people also could be disgruntled while there's such a low voter turnout, because a lot of people say they're working hard in the country. They're working as teachers and et cetera, and they're underpaid, and they're asking their government who they work for, and they're serving such at a high level, disgraceful on their bills, and They are promised. The promise delivered, but I guess it's not enough. So they are disgruntled, and this could also decide on who becomes the next government of the Bahamas, because right now all MPs got to be on their toes in the country, because it was very close. And I guess it's going to be like that in every constituency. So I think Sabas, he's trying to gain more credibility in the community that he's running for as the candidate and looking to be the next representative, because like I said, you can't say because you're the governing party right now based on these results of the election result. But when you look at it overall and you add it up, you could see that the votes that went to Brian Roll and Karen Butler, they had an impact. And if it was just two parties in there, it was just the FNM and PLP, it might have even been a little split. But, you know, it might have been a little split. It might have been so close between those two guys. So if this is how it's going to be, where a lot of people in other constituencies don't want to give their vote to the PLP, don't want to give their vote to the Free National Movement, they would give it to a coalition representative. But the thing is, if the majority of people are not going to, if the majority of people are not going to vote for coalition in each community that they represent, and try to see if they get off like 1,600 people who vote for Free National Movement candidate Brian Brandt in every constituency and stand a chance of winning that seat, that's the only way we'd see a change. But if people just go in low numbers and vote for certain candidates in each one of these constituencies, and they do the same thing like what we're seeing with Brian, same thing we're seeing with Brian Roll and independent candidate Karen Kim Butler, it could happen in each constituency. There might be some seats, but be won by large margins. But for other MPs who are not doing a good job, it's going to be tight. So when people say, you know what, I ain't voting for none of those two parties, I'm just going to give my vote to the Coalition of Independence. And we remember the scene in the election with Perry Christie when there was a tight race in the center of the constituency where Chipman was able to defeat Perry Gladstone Christie, you know, sitting member of parliament. Remember that? And he was the prime minister. And he had to do a recount, and he only lose that seat by a couple of votes. So every vote counts. That's how serious it is. So there's a lot of work to be done by both major parties, the Coalition of Independence. If this trend continues, they can decide who's going to be the next government of the Bahamas based on this analysis. And I'm not saying this is going to be what it is, but that's how a lot of people feel. And they're going to get, like an area like Bantan, you know, they're going to get a couple hundred votes, probably 200-300 votes. Might even get more than that. I'm just saying. And if that goes up against the PLP, it could go against the Free National Movement. That means that MP, the Free National Movement, I mean, might could win that seat, but based on people voting for a Coalition of Independence, it shifts the balance rate towards the Progressive Liberal Party. Because when you look at the numbers of Brian Brown and Brian Roll and Karen Kim Butler, more people voted against. More people voted for Brian Brown, Brian Roll, and Kim Butler more than they voted for Darren Pickstar. But only because, again, like I said, a low voter's turnout. So this is going to be very interesting. We're going to play one more clip, and then we're going to take this call. So this is going to be very, and this is good for the citizen of the country, because you're going to do stuff like the Sabas to go in these communities and build up houses and do things that is required that the citizen of the country needs the candidates to do and the members of parliament to do. It's not going to be just sitting on an office no more. You're going to have to do your work in order to be a candidate or to continue being a member of parliament or to be the government of the Bahamas. It's what you put in now is what you're going to get. Them days now where you're just going to be an MP or a member of parliament and it's doing slow progress, you'd be gone in a minute. So we're going to play the next clip.
Questions over Free National Movement leader Michael Pintard's political future following the party's second by-election loss in 2 years. Former Prime Minister Hubert Ingraham expressed confidence that Pintard will lead the FNM into the 2026 general election.
The party settled its leadership question some time ago. Pintard is the political leader of the FNM, and he'll be that, God willing, on election day.
Pintard was elected as FNM leader following the party's defeat in the 2021 general election. He held on to the position after defeating former Prime Minister Dr. Hubert Minnis in a leadership race at the party's convention last year. During an FNM rally last week, Ingraham predicted that if the PLP won the Golden Isles by-election, Prime Minister Philip Davis would call an early election. Well, on the heels of PLP candidate Darren Pickstock's victory, Ingraham said he stands by that.
I haven't changed my mind. And the Prime Minister spoke to that. He said, I have been there before and did this before. Mm-hmm. So he gave me credit for at least having a perception as to what could happen. Okay.
He also said the PLP is an unstoppable force right now. Do you
that's
think
fine.
They should be as...
That's fine. No, because that's fine. Wouldn't expect him to say.
Given the close race between Pickstock and FNM candidate Brian Brown, who lost by just 236 votes, Ingraham says it bodes well for the opposition going into the general election.
The FNM won 9 out of the 17 polling divisions in Golden Isles against the might of the government, the full might, and the party. The FNM went in late, and they won 9 of the 17 polling divisions.
So you think, that bodes well for them in the general?
Not think so. That clearly does.
Mm-hmm. Reporting for the Guardian News Network, I'm Vonik Tude.
And again, you know, he necessarily has to always be right, because he's the one also told Brian Brown not to challenge the by-election, because he know that his experience that going against the government, they always win. Because you know how it goes, they have the majority of power, they have the funds, they have a lot of engine, so they're able to reach people and connect with people. So it's going to be a very, very tough, tough election coming up. Every MP got to be on their toes. They have to get on the ground and they got to start helping people. If Darren Pickstock intends to be the next, I mean, he is the next representative of Golden Isles. And he deserve it, but now it comes a point where he wants to retain his seat as a first time sitting member of parliament under the governing body. And based on these results, he has to go and put in a lot of work on the ground and persuade the swing voters to give them a chance. Because anyone wants to win this election, it is going to come down to the swing voters. Swing voters don't care about PLP. They don't care about FNM. And then you have some people, like I said, swing voters who would vote for the Coalition of Independence. And this is going to be a very, very important election. So I'd like to say to all the residents around the country in these communities, have your plans and what you need to happen in your community. Because right now, every MP, every candidate is going to be on their toes on the ground. And this probably, if you call it buying votes, well, this is the time, people. Have your plan. If you need something done to your house, potholes, there's roads that need some type of light because, you know, it's a dark spot or a dangerous curve. I saw in the news, you could have these things written down and make these presentations to the candidate from the Free National Movement, the Coalition, and the government. And the government has the power to make it happen. And so right now, they see the result of this by-election, which work in favor for the Trader Party, but us as well to see what's going on. So it also gives you a sense on how we see a lot of work is being done in Golden Isles and Fort Charlotte. So now come up with your plan, what you want to see happen in your community. There might be a deposit of garbage, abandoned houses. You might have a plan that could benefit the community. Come up with a strategy and present it. Okay, we're going to take a few of these calls. I want Guardian Radio. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, good afternoon, Scrooge. Good afternoon, Bahamas.
Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, listening to you, to you, and you talked about the horse, the disrepair of the hospital.
Yes, sir.
You know, we all can identify Scrooge.
Yes, sir.
In terms of either being patients in the hospital, having mm-hmm. relatives or friends in the hospital, and who have to be subjected to that, what I only could describe as inhumane treatment.
Yes, sir.
You know, I don't know what it's going to take for these issues that have been plaguing us. Some of these legacy issues have been plaguing us for decades.
Yes, sir.
To be included in these parties' manifesto, whereas they would take a deliberate attempt to correct all of these socioeconomic ills that are plaguing us as a country.
Yes, sir.
You know, we are small. They call us now island development, the development state. But for me, we are still a third world banana republic.
You get that right.
In so many different areas.
We lack in technology.
So I'm not going to pretty up nothing for the politicians.
Yes, sir.
You know?
Yes, sir.
We are a banana republic. When you look, I mean, I don't even have to tell you about the hospital, because
yes.
when I was going through my ups and downs, just to keep focused
mm-hmm.
until I really was able to get back up on my feet, I used to walk through the hospital, you know,
mm-hmm.
and just be taking a look, just to take a look, just mm-hmm. so I could stay focused and when I'm doing something stupid, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And the way that hospital is constructed, when you see Bahamians, you know,
mm.
pushing the corner on gurneys, laying
yeah,
down,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just unbelievable. Sometimes mm. I would walk through by the dialysis unit just to go through down to Bay Street.
Yes, sir.
I would see patients, dialysis patients on my left,
mm-hmm.
Waiting for treatment. Sometimes when I come back, I only go for like an hour, 2 hours. Sometimes when I come back,
yes, sir.
I can see someone would tell me, I would ask security, but who that is? There's a man, that's the same gentleman who was sitting there on the side, who was waiting, you know. He mm. died. I mean, we don't even have a sufficient dialysis machine in that PME. But we give these politicians, like you say, we give them the best medical insurance, you know.
Yep.
And look at what they give to us.
Princess
but yet, Mark. We still see Bahamians lifting these politicians up around Raleigh time, you know.
Yes, yes, yes.
Lifting them high in the sky.
Yes.
Calling them... I mean, it's just unbelievable where we are at as a Bahamian. But you know something, Scrooge?
Yes, sir.
When you look at the amount of regularization of these new Bahamians, mm-hmm. I call them.
Yes, sir.
Where we are allowing them. I mean, what could be the only reason other than for voting purpose? It used to be cheap labor, but labor ain't cheap no more in the Bahamas.
No, sir. No, sir.
It would only be for voting purpose. What could be?
And guess what, boss?
What could be the reason for a politician giving people citizenship who can't speak English?
Power.
What issue can these new people talk? What they going to ask for? New speed, new road?
Keep power in their hands and destroy
us. These people don't even understand our Bahamian politics and the issues that plague us, but they quickly put voters' card in their hands.
Mm-hmm.
And they, while Bahamians, while Bahamians are sitting on the side and allowing these new people to vote, you know,
mm.
and decide our election,
mm.
we got to galvanize ourselves to it, and we got to,
yes.
Bahamians have to come out in mass numbers and vote.
Yes.
That's our only
come out and vote. Payback yes.
to politicians who have been disrespecting us and taking us for clowns for years.
Yes, sir.
You've got to participate. The voting process. Now, I know I heard you mention something about the COI. What about the COI that you believe could make a difference other than spoiling, acting as spoilers?
They have to convince the Bahamian people what really. They have to convince the people to vote for each of the candidates in each constituency, I mean, to win.
When you look at the COI leader,
hey.
When you look at the COI leader, let's examine the leader. The leader was found wanting in a court
yes,
of
sir.
Law.
Yes, sir. I get where you're coming from. Go ahead.
You know, he was found, he appealed the case.
Yes.
He was found guilty, he was found wanting again.
Yes, sir.
The evidence was so overwhelming against him.
Yes.
The Privy Council didn't even bother to hear the case, you know.
Yes.
They didn't even bother to hear the case.
Yes.
But yet, Now, imagine if that had been another political leader. He would have had the biggest mouth in the town asking him to step down.
Yeah.
To resign and step down.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. You're right, sir. I understand what you're saying. It's about personality and integrity, and he does not represent that in your eyes because based on his character.
Right. Now, if the COI and their followers, if they're saying that they are different, they are new, they are brand new.
Yes, sir.
And different. You don't think the leader of the COI would have done the honorable thing by stepping down in the interest of the Bahamian people and allow someone else to sit in the chair to step him forward as opposed to sitting there being corrupted?
Yes,
he
sir.
Haven't paid the lady back the money yet, you know.
Yes, sir. You correct. You correct. You're talking truth. You're judging character. You're judging character. Yes. You are judging character, sir. You are judging character.
I mean, if you were different,
yes,
and you follow the Westminster system,
yes, sir.
Wouldn't you step down and say, look,
if you have integrity,
and in the best interest of the party and the revolution,
if you have integrity,
revolution, I will step down and allow someone else to steer this country in the right direction. You don't think they will galvanize more hope?
Yes, sir. I think it's about the personality differential and people seeing that expression in him, and it's one of the reasons they can't gain that traction of voters in each constituency.
Right now,
yes, sir. I understand where you're coming from.
In this election, it's act as spoilers to one or two of the major parties.
Yes, yes.
They ain't gonna win nothing.
That is proven.
Because a lot of humans who are part of the intelligence state community
saying the same thing.
I mean, you go around in every constituency.
They're saying the same thing.
They really want change, you know.
Yeah, they want change.
They want change, but people are not prepared to be committed to a corrupt leader.
Yeah, and especially, like I said, his character, how you count on TV, jumping on everyone else's face, the police face, Michael Pintard face, weak leader, shooting gun. I mean, this is the character that you created. It's not me what I'm saying. It's everyone is saying the same thing. They would like to, but his character and people are running away from that character. We got rid of Perry Christie because he sticked up his finger. It's just like familiar, like Perry Christie sticking up his middle finger, you know. You have the character. I understand, sir, what you're saying. You're talking about character.
The COI, I mean, it's just sad.
I understand. Yes, sir.
It's just sad to see in this new era of change, and we want socioeconomic change for him and want empowerment.
Yes, sir.
But if you're going to act as just a spoiler, and then when you lose, you're talking about, well, you know, you couldn't win. You just want to do
saying one thing. You're saying one thing, and then you're saying the next thing, you know. Yeah, sir.
But the followers, you got to blame the followers because they are no different from the diehard PLP or the diehard FNM or they're no different if they can do anything wrong. But someone needs to put a finger here and ask yourself, us moving forward, just sit on the side. We ain't going to side you, but it's not your time. And you perhaps will get different, but you can end up in the same predicament. It's the very same predicament if something doesn't happen. I'm going to wait to see what Rick Fox is going to do.
Oh,
that is going to be interesting.
Yeah.
That will be very interesting going forward to see exactly what he is going to do to see if we... But right now, the opportunity for change is right at our doorstep.
Yes.
We just need to remove the egos.
Yes, egos.
The PLP was formed in 19... 19- it was supported mostly by persons, our great-grandparents, our grandparents, and some of our parents, some of whom had to leave school at a very early age.
Yes, sir.
They didn't have access to information, and they were not as qualified academically as their children and grandchildren.
Yes, sir.
But yet, those grouping of people were able to galvanize themselves, come together, create even cause a general struggle. You know?
Yes. We fought, and people say Bahamians ain't fought. Bremer Road, all this stuff. We fought. People died and all.
And there's persons who have very little education.
And people say we ain't fought. People say we ain't fought.
They were able to put their egos aside.
Yes.
And in 13 years, they were able to get rid of a white minority.
Yes.
Who was ruling us for 300
peacefully.
Years.
Peacefully.
In just 13 years, you know.
Peacefully.
Now, we supposed to be more educated. We're supposed to have more access to information.
Yes.
Why can't we organize ourselves?
Yeah, you're right.
And get rid of this.
Yes, sir.
The reason for that is our egos.
Yes, egos.
Everybody want to be leader. I won't be in charge. I won't be there. At the end of the day, they say it will take us, from I was in high school, I've been hearing, it will take us 25 years to get rid of the status quo.
25 years I've been saying that. I say that if we want to change the country right now, we have to start and to take a 20-year to 25-year period to change the country right now.
If I stayed until 20 years, 25 years to not school, I'd be 75.
That's right.
I'd be sick.
That's right.
But we could do this thing. We support
faster if we commit it. We could do it in about 10, 15 years.
That's why I could understand what Rick Fox saying, since that's the time. We have a short time.
Yes.
We got to do it now.
Yeah, we have to do it now.
But the problem is, our egos.
Yes.
Egos is dividing us, and that is why we can't. We can meet together.
Yes.
We could meet, and we could develop a think tank.
Yeah.
And we could come up with ideas, you know. But before you know it, screw it. Someone that runs the social media, someone that runs to the news, someone that runs elsewhere,
yeah.
And they're purporting the ideas that we come together and think about as theirs.
Yeah.
And it kills the causes.
Yes, you're right.
But we've got to lay our egos aside.
You see,
because right now, for me, it's all about country.
Yeah, because we decaying as a country, and we need...
And if we don't galvanize ourselves as Bahamians, these new people that the government is giving out, successive governors who have been giving out these citizenship like candies to, they are voting today.
Mm-hmm.
But there's nothing that will limit them for running for office and take this country over forever tomorrow.
Thank you, man. Yes, thank you very much. The guy made a lot of sense just now, and he's given us his input on some of the situation concerning the country. He talked about leaders around the country, and we need leaders to be humble, honest, and act like it and mean it. But I mean, you're not act like it. When you say something, you mean it. You know, we are a wild nation. So trying to be rogue right now or trying to be, you know, disrespectful, right? You could do it in a respectful manner, you know, because it's all politics, you know. And when we put anger in it, right, just look at our country, man, you know. Listen, I ain't much poison's been in more violent crimes than me, right, brother? And right now, I don't even like violence. I can't even take talks, you understand, because... I know what it leads to, you know, and when I see that personality, I know the aura from individuals and what they bring to the table. So, you know, people have to change, you know, you have to change your personality. You know, I changed my personality. I changed the way I think, and that made me 100 times better person that I am today. And my mind opened, and, you know, so much opportunities just came to me, you know, and my world just changed when I started thinking positive. You know, and that's how I'm thinking for others, you know, I'm putting others' voice, you know, and that's the mindset. You know, it's not all about you as individuals. You as an individual, make sure that your soul is right, you know, but then you also have to help others, you know, and that's what we need in our leaders, you know, dedicated to helping others and understand the need to help, because we see the problems in the hospital, we see the problems on the streets, we see the problems with crime. We see the problems with poverty. We see the problem with housing, okay? We see the problem with our healthcare, diabetes, you know, cancer, HIV, AIDS, you know, dialysis, the man called it, but dialysis machine, you know, is unattainable to many patients, you know, and patients dying, you know, because they're not getting the proper healthcare, nutritionist food. You know, we need to establish these things. And that's why a lot of people are not committed to voting. And we call it a low voter turnout. And that's why, because a lot of people are not interested in the major parties because they're saying that nothing's going to change. We're going to take this next call on Guardian Radio. Go ahead, caller. You're on Inside the City.
Hey, Scrooge, good evening.
Good evening to you, sir. Sorry for taking so long.
No problem, buddy. 4 key points here for a great leader.
Go ahead, sir.
He must have character.
Character.
He must be honest.
Yes, sir.
He must have integrity.
Yes, sir.
And he must be trustworthy.
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to say to you right now, in the whole 52 years that this country has had independence.
Yes, sir.
A lot of persons say that we are a young country. But, Scrooge, let me put this to you.
Yes, sir.
When you were at the age of where you are now,
yes, sir,
would you be doing the same? You think at the age of 10 or 11, you would have been doing the same things that you were doing right now today at the age of 10?
No, sir.
Okay.
No, sir.
So this thing about, oh, well, we are a young nation, we only 52 years.
I understand exactly what you said. Go ahead, sir.
That's a bunch of foolishness. And I say that because, yeah, they back in the day growing up, they used to say that the Bahamas was a developing state or a developing country. Listen, at 52 years old,
yes, sir.
Yeah, of independence,
yes, sir.
How we could still be developing?
No, sir.
We're supposed to be a matured state,
yes, sir.
Having full access and knowledge that what we did in the past didn't work. Today we have made changes,
yes,
and
sir.
Our country has begun to prosper.
Yes.
We are not prospering in this country at 52. And I'm using now our ages now,
yes, sir.
To bring to mind what you have learned over all these years at 52, and you're acting like a 10-year-old, that doesn't make any sense.
That doesn't make
any sense. It means that we are not progressing. We are stagnant, or we have regressed.
Yes.
We have to fix this country.
Yes, sir.
Now, you brought in a whole drainload. You nationalized a whole drainload of persons. And I'm not just going to focus at the Haitian national in this comment.
Yes, sir.
From all around the world. They came into this country. Mm-hmm. First and foremost, you said we have no natural resources.
Yes, sir.
Secondly, you said that we have no riches here. So from that mindset alone, then turn around, we find that we have carbon credits, we have natural resources,
mm-hmm.
that is worth billions on the world stage. Yet,
yes.
We're still being told, oh, we have nothing. We have nothing of value.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, still the transparency side of it, does not even, and the accountability, but the transparency side of it still has not been shown. So, in essence, what I'm saying here, Scrooge, is that this is a deliberate attempt of deception and deception
to keep us poor,
to try and paint this picture that we can't do or be no better than what we are today.
I feel you.
Okay? We have a lot in this country where the Bahamian people, by far, should have been like a Dubai.
Yes, sir.
We should have been so far ahead with the natural, from the natural resources and the other things that God himself has left our people.
You're talking
to
about
have
this,
to prosper in this country.
The seaweed as well, right?
We are nothing but beggars in this country.
What about the seaweed?
It should not be.
What about the seaweed they're talking about as well, right?
And the seaweed right now.
Yes, listen, the seaweed.
And it goes on and on and on. In essence, all you're basically doing, Scrooge, is just adding on to what it is I'm saying here.
Yes, sir.
We in this country, we are living as if we are beggars. Do you realize that the only certain families in this country are really
the companies,
benefiting from the organized chaos?
Most of the politicians in the House of Assembly, they connected. All of us business persons. All of them. The majority of them.
Okay.
In the House of Parliament, they turn their assets over, but check out their companies before they turn politicians. And you would see, y'all people right there who listen to the airwaves, y'all be surprised to know how much these politicians business they want, but they turn it over because they're a politician now, their family or someone else is running it right now, and y'all be surprised what this gentleman is talking about right here on his radio right now. Y'all are flip
some
backwards.
Some of them didn't even have companies. Some of them didn't even have money in the bank. And, you know, this is why the declaration of politicians is so important.
Yes, sir.
And yet people do not understand the real rationale behind it.
Yes, sir.
If you come into politics, let's say with $2,000,
uh-huh.
Your annual salary as a MP,
yes, sir,
is $68,000.
Yes, sir.
And annually, and if you're a cabinet minister, it's a blown up to probably $80,000-$90,000 a year.
Yes, sir.
Tell me how on God's green earth in 5 years you could be a multimillionaire. You didn't declare that coming into politics. That you even had any company, you had any potential shares or anything to come in. So how you could be a multimillionaire in 5 years and you just arrived and you declared that you didn't even have $2,000 in the bank?
Hey,
come
sir.
On, man.
Sir, listen to me.
Listen to me.
Yes, sir.
I'm not blaming these politicians, you know.
Yes, sir.
I blame we, the Bahamian people, who are so gung-ho into these political parties that all of the things that the first cabinet of the Congress of the Bahamas put into play, these parties today are not honoring those things. They will put us in jail for just an infraction or charges for just an infraction that we do on the streets. But these politicians, they keep praising, raising them up, putting them on the pedestal like gods, and we would not prosecute or even bring them under scrutiny to even bring them upon charges for the treason acts that they do to the Bay
Area. Now, listen to this.
This is nothing but pure treason.
Listen now. There's the reason why there's a lot of low water stirring up because of the same thing you're talking about as you speak right now. You know, people are just tired because they're not seeing no progress at all.
But the people are treated as if we are nothing but beggars and paupers.
Yeah.
We have to fix this country. Okay?
Yes, sir.
That's all I can say on this.
Thank you, Rick.
Wake up. Stop praising these people. They are just mere mortal men like you and I. They are not gods.
Yes.
We're putting them on these pedestals. They're traveling all over the place. They have the best health care. They're getting all the spoils of this country. And yet we are nothing but beggars in our own country. God help us all.
Now,
I'm going to switch
you. You know, I'm a neutral guy. Caller, before I come to you, I'm a neutral guy, right? And you know, I don't like to insult people, but I just tell it like how it is. You know, I don't talk to people like that, but I give a little joke. So we're having this discussion. So we was talking the same conversation with the gentleman talked about just now. It's how the politician go with $2,000, and then when he come out, he get like $2-3 million. So there were two politicians, what the woman name now, who's in the media a lot from the PLP side, but she's doing a Jobert Colby, right? For the Fox Hill community, Jeanette Colby Davis, and then Travis Robinson. So we're having this discussion because I like to be neutral. When I talk about one party, I talk about the next party. Now, Travis Robinson is a young guy, the youngest former member of parliament and youngest member of parliament ever elected. So they showed a photo of Travis before election when he was campaigning in the streets of Bayonetown, right? You know, he was getting it off, right? So they showed a picture of Travis Robinson, right? About him, about his size. So he's one little skinny guy, you know, before election. So they share him. It's for each year when you get in as a sitting member, of parliament for the being and Grandstand community. Then they share him, you know, he get a little bright. He said, look at Charles, get a little bright. And then they show his face get a little fat. Then they show like the second year. And the third year, you know, he get a little tall, and then he get a little bulky, you know, your face get dead fast. And so they showed a picture. They showed a picture of him small, and then he gone big. So they say, like I say, Travis Robinson Eden, you know, he bit, but he been in there to provide a better opportunity for himself and the community itself at large. And he did some of that, but at the same time, you know, he... once you become a member of parliament, there are people who are going to donate certain things, and then you're going to meet certain people who are going to link you up with all kind of business arrangements. You know, when you become a member of parliament, you have so much people you meet, you know, you have so much different opportunities. You know, that's how one reason you got to be a pilot. And then they show flick about Joette Colby Davis. She was on TV, you know, this is a poisonous stuff, you know, she earned it, you know, she's sharing a Rolex watch, and then this, and this, you know, yeah, but you can't blame her, you know, she's a female, and she's beautiful, she's attractive, she's enjoying the fun of being a member of parliament, it comes with perks, you understand, so she's enjoying it, you know, but the idea, what I was talking about is how the gentleman talking with a politician going with $2,000, and he ended up at $3-5 million at the end of his tenure. As a sitting member of parliament, and what we vote them out. You know, we get our laugh, but who gets the better laugh? You know, you going in with $2,000, right? And you come over $5 million or $2 million, $3 million, right? You don't have to worry about that no more in this life. So who's the fool? You know? You know who's the fool? Us. Take this next call. Right, caller?
Hey, good night, Scoogey.
Good night, brother.
Hey. First of all, right, we had one former parliamentary who was got elected with $1,800, but today he is a multi man, he owns subdivision. But you know what type of people cannot change the status quo, Scoogey?
Yes, sir.
Those people, right, those are the people who would believe that doing the same thing over and over, right?
Yes, sir.
And looking for a different result, right? Mm. They are the insane. And over the years, right, the PLP and the FNM has made us, the Bahamian people, a bunch of insane people, right? Mm. Because at the end of the day, how could you run back to the people who stealing the cheese to complain that the cheese is being stolen?
Mm.
How we can get any results from that, Fuji?
Mm.
You know, results from that, and that's only our insane people
mm-hmm.
will always believe that we could continue complaining to the person with stealing the cheese, that the cheese is being stolen, and that sad person who's stealing the cheese can stop stealing the cheese.
Mm.
That's a bunch of insane people, man.
Yeah.
And we as a being. I heard when caller talking, but we have to come out en masse and vote for who? Vote for what? Vote for the status quo, right? Because over the years, right, we have been proven the status quo has this country on full lock, right? Because you know, look at our hospitals, Gucci.
Terrible.
Our culture, look at our lifestyle in this country.
We are a violent nation.
All have to do with the status quo.
We are a violent nation. You know, because I'm points.
Even that part, even we wasn't always a violent nation.
No, we was not. We was not.
Right? But the status quo
caused it.
Was dominating the country.
Caused it to happen.
Even causing more violence
yes.
to be there.
Yes, yes, that's it, brother. That is it, what is happening in the country. What you explain right now.
The status quo so that other avenues of common sense could create, but and develop.
Yes.
But for right now, the status quo is just sucking every facet of civil and common sense on every part of our country.
Yes, sir.
It don't want. In other words, the status quo don't want there to be no serious change
in
this country.
Yes.
I'm squidgy.
You're right, brother.
Those put in, and in my view, the PLP and the FNM is the status quo that refuse to put simple things like freedom of information.
Yes, brother.
Or you know of how the show how politicians get their funding, like you was talking about. 5 years and you were a millionaire, but it ain't five no more. It's 4.5 years now and you was a million, multi-millionaire.
Mm-hmm.
It's cutting down. So that only showing you that these people only going in, they become millionaires, and then they worry about how they can keep their millions. But they ain't interested in growing and governing a nation.
Yeah, they're not concerned.
And that's where we falling down as a people, Squidgy.
Yes, sir.
You know, so we... as a people, after still falling for the status quo, right? We didn't see the same things over and over, right? Let's change it,
yes.
Right? Now, one final point. When the gentleman who was eloquently speaking on about Mr. Lincoln being in his case, right?
Yes, sir.
Whenever he calls again, ask him if he knows who Ms. Roll is and he have ever seen her.
Okay.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Because here's one thing, Squidgy.
Go ahead, sir.
The court, the only thing is stopping this ghost of a person to be paid, mm-hmm. right?
Yes, sir.
Is that she don't show up to court. Right?
Yes, sir.
So, right? That's all it is.
Okay.
So, when the gentleman, right, would eloquently speak on behalf of whatever, right? Tell them, just tell Ms. Roll, show up to the court so she could receive her funds, because that's a part of the agreement. She have to be there in flesh.
Okay.
She can't be there by on behalf of no lawyer.
Okay.
Or not. She has to be there in flesh, and the lawyers them are refusing to bring this woman there in flesh. All right?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Yeah, you as well, man. Thank you very much. And see, that's what I like. See, I like to have a show. Well, we can express ourselves and respond to one another in a nice, decent way. You don't have to be insulting. See, that's what our country needs to go. Why we can't do it? We're doing it. We've been doing this on this show for many, many years. And look, there's really a time you would see me ever argue the character on the show against anyone who calling, because I know the type of conversation we have. We could have conversation in this country without insulting one another. We could be better than those politicians, Don. You understand? We have proven that. You know, we have nice shows. We have nice common topics. You had a gentleman. He responded back to an ex-caller, and he said the elegant guy who spoke. And he's, you know, the guy talked about the lady, and the guy who just calling, you know, he's talking about our Lincoln being, and he's telling us, you know, the guy who spoke eloquently, you know, he made some valid points, and he can just ask Ms. Rowell to go to the court in person and collect this money. See, that's how we're supposed to do things. You know what I mean? That is a nice way to send a message instead of being insulted, and that's the kind of conversation and personality we need to have with our leaders in the country. And that's the kind of leaders we want to see in our country. That is debate right there between those two gentlemen right now. Just now. And look how that debate was. No insulting. He said, the guy said elegant, spoke elegantly, and gave him some advice what he needs to go do, even though he might be a part of the Coalition of Independence, even though he is a follower of Lincoln, being if that's the case. But look how he did that. He didn't come and he didn't even attack me. You know what I'm saying? Which I attack nobody. I'm just talking overall. But you see, that's the conversation we want to have. And that's what we want to teach our leaders, you know? And the guy, one of the callers said that stuff I did when I was 10, listen, if I was to try to do some of the stuff I did when I was around 16, 17, 18, running up down the road with gun and selling drugs and plotting on people's lives who plotting on me, I'd be a dead man right now. So you have to make changes in your life. And I saw that with my own eyes, because there's always someone coming up in the neighborhood who coming apart, and they remind you of you. And if you don't take your time and chill out and try, grow out of that, because that's the stage of teenager's life, you know. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, you're going to make those mistakes. But are you going to keep making those mistakes when you get 27, 28, 29, 30, and 31? Keep on making those mistakes. And that's why the call is talking about the 5 years of politician and prime ministers. Keep on making the same mistake. Same mistakes. Okay? We're going to play one clip, and then we're going to take this next call.
Personally spoken to the patient and our family members, the MD, but my team has spoken with the patient, and I've also had an opportunity to speak with the nurse in charge of all nurses, as well as the hospital administrator. As we speak now, they're doing those investigations and preparing reports for me. It is sad if that is indeed the truth. Nurses are all trained. They are basic things that we do for patients. But I just need to hear from the investigation, and then we'll be able to advise on the situation.
And that is a case, an alarming case that has been going on with our public hospital authority, especially Princess Margaret Hospital. To my knowledge, I think the Princess Margaret Hospital was built in 1956, if I'm correct. And it was built to hold about a couple hundred people, just like the prison. And that's when the Bahamas then had subdivisions like Yellow Ella Garden, Pinewood Garden, and all these Pride Estate and all these subdivisions we have, because the population wasn't that huge as then. So we had further development. And then with the fast food industry, first we was eating healthy as Bahamians, we were eating all the nature's fruits and vegetables, the canep, the dilly, the soursop, the mangroves, whatever fruit you could name. We had a variety of fruit, tomatoes, cabbages. We used to have a very variety of different dishes, soups and sauce, chicken sauce, dumpling soup. Our food used to be, we used to have dry kong, dry fish, orange leaf tea, grapefruit leaf tea. We have the grapefruit cut up. You know, when we cut the grapefruit or the orange, we used to put the peels up on the, over the cabinet, and our host used to drink those teas and stuff like that, which is what used to give us our vitamins and get rid of infection, you know, because if you look at the oregano, that is good for stomach infection. Any infection in the body, the oregano, the wild Spanish thyme, is good for infection, you understand? So all those stuff that we had when we were in the 1960s, 1970s, and all the fruits and stuff, you know, they were antibiotics. That's now we got away from them. We went to fast food, Kentucky, McDonald's, and stuff like that. Over the years, we built up all kind of chronically ill diseases because these food that we eat were injected by needles with growth hormones. And this has affected
females by giving them cancer and all kind of diseases, as well as the males with high cholesterol, high diabetes, because we're not eating healthy. So that has caused an explosion in a lot of health, chronically ill diseases in the country. And we have outgrown the Princess Margaret Hospital, right? First of all, by now we supposed to have four hospitals. I always said that we have outgrown the Princess Margaret Hospital based on the population, okay? We have outgrown it. So that's why a lot of people are not really interested to vote in the general election. That's why a lot of people don't even want to be a part of voting at all. They just get registered and they just stay home because they say ain't nothing gonna change because of these particular issues that have been plaguing us the last 52 years. Okay, and that's the hospital talking about a sickle cell poison. She was left lying in urine overnight, alleged, after surgery at the Princess Margaret Hospital. Okay, all right, let me just really quick. Call I coming right now, just come in a second. A 28-year-old sickle cell patient recovering from surgery at the Princess Margaret Hospital was left laying in her own urine overnight without help from nursing staff. Her family said an ordeally believe her shattered trust in the nation's primary public hospital. The incident is the latest case to put Princess Margaret Hospital quality of care and services in the public spotlight. Now, mind you, the other day, I think former Prime Minister Hugh Minnis had an emergency. He went to Pacific Hospital. The current Prime Minister, Brave Davis, he had a particular health scare as well. He was transported to the U.S. where his daughter treated him. He didn't go to Princess Margaret Hospital. Dr. Hubert Minnis, he didn't go to Princess Margaret Hospital as well. The former Prime Minister of the country and the leader of the Freedom National Movement, when he got his results and he needed hospitalization, he went to a private clinic, right? And he was a former prime minister, right? He worked at the Princess Margaret Hospital, but he himself was not getting treated there. We have the current prime minister, right? He himself, I think last year, had some type of emergency, and he flew out, and he is the leader of the PLP. This lady right here, sickle cell patient, I don't think she's the PLP nor FNM, and she was left in the hospital overnight. Okay? So that's one of the reasons there's a low voters turnout out in the country. So any party right now who's vying for the BMD people, you have to do these things. Fix the hospital, fix the roads, certain communities, you're going to have to step up. Things that BMD people need, you're going to have to step up. We're going to play the last clip and then call the community right now.
This is one of the first homes that's almost to complete. And it's a single mother. She's about 8 months pregnant.
It's buffering. Okay. We can take this call and then come back to her. That's Sabas doing his works for a Charlotte community. And this is what all MPs are going to have to do in their respective community. Communities that don't need that kind of infrastructure, only want their roads fixed, because you have some people in high-rise areas that they don't need the assistance what we need in the city community. But they need their roads, the garbage collect on time, they need to be updated, and except it playing, but I can wait till after I play the... You want to play it first? Okay, sorry. So you want to take the call or you want to play it first? Okay, we're going to take this call, and then we're going to play the clip. Go ahead, caller. You're on Inside the Inner City on Guardian Radio.
Scoochie, how are you this evening, man?
I'm fine. Sorry for the late delay.
I understand you got to get your point across.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Scoochie.
Yes, sir.
Listen, you know, I'm just tired of hearing behemoths complain. Listen, changes come with time.
Yes, sir.
Am I correct?
Yes, sir. Correct? Yes, it comes with time.
PLB we are a very young country. This is the first prime minister in the history of the Bahamas is intending going to build two hospitals, one in Grand Bahama and one here in Nassau,
mm-hmm.
right? And the one in Nassau, he's getting so much pushback from the same Bahamian people who complain about the hospital.
Yes, my God, man, you can't
have it two ways. You understand?
Valid point.
You know, and another thing, Scroogey.
Yes, sir.
People keep wondering why we don't have the Freedom of Information Act to the point that they want it to be. Listen, America is a republic country, okay? The Bahamas is under the Westminster system. And under the Westminster system, we have the Freedom of Information Act, you know.
Yes.
But it doesn't go as broad as how it is in America. The reason for that is because we are obliged by the Privy Council, okay?
Mm.
All right? People have to understand the Westminster system. You have to understand the system you have in order, if you want you want something that some other country has, we have to change our system.
Mm.
Everybody's speaking about changing people, but they're not speaking about changing the system.
Mm.
You know, we have a colonialistic, antiquated system that's been around for many, many years that we follow, right? But everybody agitating for changing the people. Mm. They're agitating for changing the system. How would you get change if you're not agitating from the outside in?
Mm.
You're going to wait till you get inside, then you're going to swear to the king, his successor and his heirs.
Mm.
Then you're talking about you want to change. How are you going to get that change? Huh?
Difficult.
You have to agitate while you're on the outside. You can't wait till you get in the inside, then expect for something to change.
Mm. Mm.
You know what I mean, Scroogey?
Making sense.
You have to be in this country, man.
Everybody's
complaining about everything, but nobody's talking about the problem that we actually have is our system. Okay,
mm.
We have outgrown this system.
Yes, yes.
Because it's been run from before our great grandparents.
Yes, okay? Yes. We older than America.
Hey, Scroogey?
Yes, sir.
Right now, the Bahamas have the best opportunity. We could take a portion of the Republic, the Democratic, the Federal, the Westminster system, take the best portion of those and mm-hmm. create our own system if we really, really want change.
You're correct.
Everybody talk about changing people and putting in new parties. That ain't going to make no change.
Mm.
Okay? This prime minister is doing the best he could with the system that he has to work with. And if you follow the system, the Westminster system, you'll see that as long as we have the Privy Council
as our
last court of justice,
there's
right?
There's hurdles.
It's impossible for us
to get hurdles, the yes.
that they are requiring yes. that the United States of America
yes,
have. If they're under the Republic system, that's a different system altogether.
Yeah, yes.
And Scroogey, for your own thing, do a research on it for yourself and you'll understand exactly
I know about it. I love the real.
The prime minister don't want to do this and
I know. Yes, I know.
No, it ain't that.
I know.
All right? They can't go as broad as persons want it to be like the U.S.
Yeah, they ain't slack. They ain't slack like that. There's procedures put in place. Yes, yes. You're correct. There's procedures put in place. Yes, sir. He is correct what he's saying. There's procedures, you know. You just can't do what you want to do, you know what I mean? That's why when we want to hang, you know, if you want to hang, even though the prime minister has the thing, I'm right, the Privy Council and stuff like that, it's the court that's, you know, reviewing these specific, and, you know, they held these things up, you know? Are we going to play the clip? We're going to play the clip, and then we're going to take this call. We have about, 15 more minutes, so we're going to play the clip, get it into about 5 minutes, then we let the caller talk for about 5 minutes, and then we're going to finish the show off for the next 5 minutes on a particular ending of the show. Go ahead, caller. You can play the clip for more.
This is one of the first homes that's almost to complete, and it's a single mother. She's about 8 months pregnant and given a complete restoration of the home in anticipation of the newborn and also for the child that she currently already has. What's so exciting about this is that the residents was the ones that actually renovated this entire structure back to brand new condition, and she'll be able to move in this soon. We'll be able to empower those young gentlemen, take them off the streets, and you know, this is going to start with this house, and we're just going to work our way through to as much as we can. And then we're going to take that team throughout the greater Fort Charlotte and keep them empowered to continue our small repairs program.
That is Sebastian, and he is looking to be the, he's the candidate. He's looking to be the next representative of Fort Charlotte. But at the same time, from the inception of me going into community development, I've learned these things over the years, and everything I've put into working with different governments for the last 20 years, I have been a non-paid consultant at the Ministry of National Security for the last 20 years. Let me just say, I've worked for both governments in the last 20 years, okay? I've been a part of both governments in the last 20 years. Let me just tell you that. I was continuous with my ideas to educate the ministers and the powers to be on how we can help deal with crime, deal with poverty, and how we can improve the living conditions of the Bahamian citizens. And I'm talking from childbirth, I'm talking from teenager, I'm talking to the senior citizens on how we can develop the inner city community. I work for both governments in the last 20 years. I work under the administration of the Ministry of National Security under the late, great Dr. Brian Aldrich. I've worked under one of the greatest ministers, the Honorable Tommy Tancrest, the former member of parliament, for Sault Ste. Marie, forget his constituency, but he was the Minister of National Security under the Hubert Ingram administration. He was the Minister of National Security. I was working under him. My poster was put up all over Nassau as an example to how you could change around your life, and it was all even put in the U.S. I worked under many ministers of national security. I worked under the Free National Movement, Minister of National Security, Marvin Dimms. And under this current government, I'm also working at the Ministry of National Security alongside Dr. David Allen and Kiva Battle, and we meet every month, along with a host of other distinguished Bahamians, from Terry D. Lancey, the Cleopatra Christie, Chief Magistrate, retired Chief Magistrate, Cleopatra Christie, Prison Superintendent, Mr. Don Clare. All of them are part of the board, so that's how we're able to see about the violent offenders leaving the prison and going on the street and see how we could come up with a comprehensive plan on how we could counteract that. And we're working on the board. So I've served both governments freely as a non-paid private consultant. Okay, we can take this call. Go ahead, caller. We can take this last call. Go ahead. We can take one more real quick. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah. Just 2 minutes ago. Just how many calls back, okay?
Go ahead, sir.
But the caller who was representing the COI, right? I've spoken to the deputy leader.
Yes, sir.
And the leader himself stated, and I quote, they are only waiting to see who is going to pay for the cost. That is why it has nothing to do with the woman is missing or what have you. The girl is missing, okay?
Okay.
And they are stating that once they determine who will pay for the cost, she would be paid. That's the fact. Okay. And respect to Mitch in the hospital. Scrooge, we need a hospital. You don't need a hospital for women and girls.
Hmm.
We need a hospital for all sexes, all genders. That's what we need. Men get sick too. When the child turns 18, what's going to happen to them? If the hospital is going to be specializing in things for women and children.
Hmm.
So, and if that could have been done, if the government was serious about eradicating and relieving Bahamians when they are sick so they can get the best treatment, they would have built this hospital from day one. They would have started. You could wait until election next year to say, you know, I'll build in the hospital. What were you doing for the first 3 years?
Yeah, like I speaking up
everything. That clip that you played in respect to that sickle cell patient, look, that could easily bring tears to people's eyes. Okay?
Yes.
Many families are crying, so don't let them talk. Let's be straight up in our discourse. You don't have to be put country over party.
Yes,
that's what we fail to do. We party before country. We don't have to be, you know, let's be straight up with one another.
Yes,
and the problem is that the government decided to take care of themselves first. Now they're dealing with the Bahamians. And everything has to be waited until after the election.
Yes, sir.
This hospital could have been built 2 years ago.
I agree.
That's all. That's you know, so don't come with these things. And then, in respect to hanging, look, the Privy Council said, define what is the worst of the worst. Didn't they say, you remember the ruling?
Yes, and there's been a lot of voice of the voice and it ain't happening.
And successive government have yet to define what is the voice of voice.
Yeah. They don't know if the woman getting pregnant. They don't know if the woman getting pregnant. She's pregnant, she is killed, and she is killed, and she's pregnant all across, bro. All that's voice of the voice. Young girl in Carmichael Road, Ariel, Marco Watch, all this is voice of the voice. I don't know.
I mean, nothing much has gotten done on behalf where we can all have a taste and say, yes,
okay,
the government is fighting on our behalf.
Yes, sir. Well, anyway.
Everything is in shambles.
Yes, sir. Well, anyway. Yeah, you make some valid points. Anyway, thank you. We only have a few more minutes. We're going to take this next call. He was referring and responding back. At least we have a good communication skills going on in the areas. And I respect that from both parties, at least all parties. And our problem remains serious in this country. You know, that could be any one of us, you know, in the Princess Margaret Hospital. And listen, the worst place to be is in the hospital. You know, it's like a torment. You know, there's different worlds in the Bahamas. The courts is a different world. Prison is a different world. Eh? They different world. The prison is a different world. Hospital is a different world, and the courts are a different world. When you go in those places, you know, it's a different world. And then when you go to the funeral homes, you know, it's a different world. Like, funerals is a different world, you know. They are different worlds, you know. And you feel screened in those environments, and most people in the hospital want to go home, you know. You know, they just want to go home. If you could, Carla, I'm serious. We just completely out of time, but if you could get yourself in 2 minutes, that'd be good if you could. Okay, we can take this last call.
God, how
you doing, sir?
All right, yeah. I want to say a godly day to all of my friends, my brethren that are in Her Majesty's prison, and also the ladies' prisons, all the ladies that are in there. Godly day to you all. Scooch.
Yay.
You know, government paid back the money in which they had borrowed from social service, the poor people money, the sick people money, the handicapped people money, yeah? All those rich people they'd be dealing with. Why they hadn't got their money to do the things they wanted to do? Why they bought it with our money, the social service money? They got to stop jiving, and you got to talk things straight, man, because it's all of us hating. Okay?
Yes,
thank
sir.
You for your time.
And you represent that community, the disabled, and he wants the social service money, you know. I don't blame him. They need their Christmas bonus, you know. They need it just like how the protest was led by Belinda Wilson and the union, teachers union. We could play the last clip. This is the last clip, I think, about Leslie Miller. And watch the concerning matter, what I'm saying about the election, and watch how concerning Leslie Miller was concerning the result of the by-election. Go ahead.
It was invited.
This is Leslie Miller. Okay.
The governor is going to do what the governor is going to do, whether I vote or not. Even though you would beg him to listen, man, every vote counts. Your vote is important. The art of to either win or lose. As we went to houses, Dave and I showed the entire community. We spent most of our time in Dignity Gardens and elsewhere because we figured out we had to get strength in the eastern side. Because I was afraid that once you pass Bacardi Road, we were in deep trouble. Because they are upper-class Bahamians who have good jobs, you know. And I saw most of them as being independent. And all they want the government to do is really do your damn job, right? But don't come to me with this political crap. I want the lights to be on. I want the roads to be fixed. You know, I want proper schools. I want drainage. Basic stuff. But I was really very concerned as the votes began to come in. It was very, very close. One of the closest ones I've seen in a very long time, especially the polling divisions. You have polling divisions sometimes, you would have been by 6 points, then you won by 8, then you won by 18, mm-hmm. You know? And I was happy that the ones west of Bacardi decided not to come out, because they were the ones who had been there. They had no idea. They said, listen, Miller, tell me why I should vote. I said, miss, you have two choices. You could vote the little fella in, and then in 6 months you could vote him out. She said, that's a damn good idea. I said, yeah, the big game for him. She said, give this child guy you got. The big one, right? But they wasn't buying it.
So you listen. That is Leslie Middleton. He is talking about the results. He is talking about the results coming in. And, you know, you're expecting the governing party to win by landslide, you know, because of the machinery. And you see that a lot of people are disgruntled. And like I said, there are a lot of people who, what you call them now, are not interested in either party. And the only thing that's going to persuade them is what is going on in that community that affects them. And in some communities, like Kalani, you see like great Dr. Hubert Menezes, former prime minister. Like I said, me, I feel that he's a good member of parliament. You know, as for prime minister, with the lockdown, you get an F for that. I don't care how you put it. You know, we just come into slavery, fighting the British, you know, had a hard time under the previous administration, struggling, trying to make ends meet. And he come right to doing a bunch of bull and funk. You know what I mean? Locking down the country and then locking people up going to the pump, going for food. You know, people starving. You're supposed to know these things. Locking them to coconut boy. So, you know, you mess up on that front because, you know, people are done suffering. Before you got in power, you're supposed to know these things. You understand? You know the condition with the hospital as well. So you, as a prime minister, you were kind of let down. But as a member of parliament in your constituency, because your constituency is a lot of rich people in there, and they want the basic, like Leslie Miller saying, the drains and lighting and garbage collection on time. And then, you know, if there's a rat problem, but they don't have no garbage, like how we have garbage in the inner city community, cars on the side of the road, abandoned houses. Their building regulation, building code don't allow that. So that protects them. You know, they have a system that comes and move garbage on a timely fashion, garbage trucks on a timely fashion. They have association and stuff like that. So, but us in the city, we have to create and do these things because that's where the most attention is needed. So that's the communities that Leslie Miller is talking about, because he know if those other voters to come out, this would have been a different picture, because a lot of people was not interested in voting. That's Leslie Miller talking. He was on the ground. So this election coming up is going to be tight. I'd say to the PLP, the Darren Picks talk, to all of the members who are sitting members, you have to go there and just do for people and be committed, because if you don't do, you're gone, because this is going to be a close election. The Free National Movement, if you watch the statistics again, just look at it yourself. I mean, this is none of my analysis. Everyone analyzes, but I said this a few weeks ago when the protest was going on, when Lincoln Bean was going at it with Michael Pinta, and I said that if he continued the part of attacking the opposition, it's going to lead to the Progressive Liberal Party winning the general election, and that's how it's adding up. So the PLP candidates and like Zabas and stuff who on the ground, he put himself in a good position because he's going to convince more people to vote for him based on his track record and what he's doing for the community of Fort Charlotte. Also, candidate wanting to be the next representative of Fort Charlotte. And for any other MP on the PLP side, they have to go there and work on the ground and help people. And if the Free National Movement is smart and see that the latest statistics by the by-election, right, resulting Brian being could have won if those 300 votes that went to the Coalition of Independence that went to the Free National Movement, he could have been the next sitting representative of the of Golden Isles. So, again, everyone have to go away. I would say this to the opposition leader, Michael Pintard. He have to get his candidates out there, start helping some young people, spreading the message, see how they're going to help, even though they're the opposition, gain more attraction to the Coalition of Independence. I think people more want to see more from the leader of the party. They want to see more transparency, more honesty, and especially his approach to authority. You know, the way how you approach the beliefs, how you approach the opposition leader, and all of this stuff is not a good reflection on a leader. People are moving away from that because in the Bahamas, we are a violent nation. For per 100,000 person per nation, and we're averaging 100 murder per year, that makes us a violent nation. The UN and the United Nations have classified any nation that has a population of 100,000, 100 murders per year is a conflict zone. So that means that if we are a conflict zone, we have to change our personality. You know, so that means we have to be more loving, caring, not so aggressive. You know what I mean? Always attacking. We have to simmer down and have conversation like we have on the show with our callers, even though they might disagree on one or two things. But look how they conduct themselves, and that's what we want in our country, where we could have conversation like that, and our youngsters could see that and say, wow, they rowing, but look how they rowing in a nice, sensible way that we can understand, and it's not hyped up, you understand? And teaches respect for one another and integrity, and that's what we want from our leaders. And like, and if the Coalition of Independence cannot do that, they're going to be a spoiler. If the Free National Movement will step up and go on the ground and start to convince the Bahamian people, that give them a chance. And then if the PLP, you know, narrowly win the by-election, this is an indication of what's going to come in the near future. This is how it's going to be in every seat in the country. Some seats are going to be secure for the work that some MPs put in and some candidates put in, but some seats are going to be, is going to be close. This is going to be close. So all MPs got to contrive and convince the registered voters and those who registered and don't want vote, we call them what we call them? What we call them voters when they ain't Yeah, we call them whatever, the freeloaders? Swing voters. You're gonna have to win the swing voters. And there are people who don't like the PLP. They don't like them, they just don't like the policy. Because they see the condition in the hospital. And everything else they talk about in the show, if you can't get the swing voters, you can talk about your party all you want. If you can't get the swing voters to vote for you, you're going to lose this election. Either way, it's going to be close. So you got to go on the road and convince the swing voters as much as possible. So I'm your host, Valentino O'Brien, host of the talk show Inside the Inner City, that comes on every Friday at 6:30 to 8 p.m., except all of this. It's a pleasure to be a host. And for all the callers, you guys did a wonderful job. I appreciate each and every one of you, and hope to see you next week. God spare life. I'm going to shout out to my friend Elroy, and again, Charms One, having an event again. So please feel free to. I'm going to say it before I go. Charms One, Queen Rosalie Memorial Fun Party, the third. Saturday, November 29, 2005, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., and from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. Okay, Charms One, East Creek, Frankie. Charms One. What they calling the name now? His new location is on East Creek, okay? So feel free to stop by memorial for his late wife. Very beautiful young lady who passed away a few years ago. And Frankie always thinks about her. And they started that together. And now he's still continuing on the legacy of his late wife. So thumbs up again. So I'll see you next week if God spare life. And you guys have a wonderful, wonderful good night. Bless the bell, Roy.
La 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 la. Oh yeah. I represent Bahamian people. I from Nassau, Bahamas, big up Baton, bro. Boy, I from Baton, bro. Right between West and Augusta, where them two roads meet, they call it Wilkinson Street. Manners and respect was like a sign blank check. It seems the ones that come in after quick to disrespect. You see, this life in the ghetto never easy. So many hungry days break, tell it grieve me. Way I doing the best I can, trying to turn my dollar to $100,000. I represent the ghetto people. I from
Nassau, Bahamas, big up Baton, bro. Boy, I from Baton.